USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over a dozen Mexican soldiers were detained for several hours at the border as they crossed into El Paso, Texas. So says U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The 14 soldiers saying they didn't realize they had crossed illegally into the United States, and U.S. Customs and Border agents secured their weapons and equipment for safety processing. All 14 soldiers, their equipment and vehicles were returned to Mexico. Meanwhile, in Perry, Georgia on Saturday night,
I told you so during the election and during the campaign. Inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe.
Former President Trump is at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. Other speakers at the rally include Senate candidate Herschel Walker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
A photographer is speaking out after people are using his photo for political gain.
The photographer behind images depicting Border Patrol agents on horseback told El Paso's KTSM things are not exactly what they seem when it comes to the photos. From certain angles, it appears to show Border Patrol whipping migrants, but photographer Paul Radji said he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone.
The Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him whip anybody.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking New York City's vaccination mandate for schools. The ruling coming after the city announced last month that teachers and school staff had to get at least the first dose of a coronavirus vaccine by the end of September. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
United States authorities have cleared thousands of illegal immigrants from under the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying up to 30,000 illegal immigrants had gathered there since September 9th, with about 8,000 choosing to return to Mexico, over 12,000 to have asylum requests heard by a judge, and the status of about 5,000 still yet to be determined. This as some are raising concerns over the seemingly lax COVID-19 protocols for illegal immigrants. Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, one of them.
Well, it's about a double standard. This is what is so aggravating. You know, here we are making people go into their workplace and get a COVID vaccine, wear a mask, and yet the border is wide open, and even the two U.S. senators from New Mexico voted against mandatory COVID testing for migrants coming here illegally.
The New Mexico congresswoman speaking on Fox News. The House is expected to vote on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Monday. Hawaii Democratic Congressman Ed Kaye says that when the House votes, members must make some simple choices.
Do you support a generational investment in our infrastructure for Democrats? Do you support a central pillar in President Biden's budget? And for all of us, do you support a Congress that works? And I think that that's going to happen at the end of the day.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.